Imagine a woman so fast that no man alive could catch her. A woman whose beauty drew crowds of suitors, feet destroyed them. This is the story of Atalanta, a virgin who outran the swiftest youths and of the race that would seal her fate. Wondrous, the poet tells us, that female weakness should outdo a manly strength. And yet the wonder is true. It all began with a prophecy. Atalanta asked Apollo whether the fates would allow her a husband. His answer was chilling. "A consort brings thy ruin," he said. "Learn to live without the pleasures of a bride." And worse still, she would not escape them, and Atalanta living shall be lost. Terrified, she fled to the green recesses of the woodland glades, but suitors kept coming. So she set a terrible bargain. Any man who could beat her in a foot race might claim her hand. Any man who lost would die. A rigid decree, but as the poet asks, blind with beauty, who can rigor see? Young men raced her anyway, forgetting danger in their excess of love. Now enter Hippomenes. He sat watching, ready to mock these lovers for their extravagance. "Must a wife really be purchased at the risk of life?" he scoffed. But then he saw her. He saw the wonders of her face, her limbs springing to the race, and everything changed. In an instant, the critic became a rival. He watched her fly across the ground, swift as a Scythian arrow cleaving the sky, her long, fair tresses streaming behind her, the ribbons of her buskins casting a waving purple against her snowy skin. She won, of course. The vanquished sighed and prepared to bleed. And still Hippomenes rose, unafraid, fixed his eyes on her, and issued his challenge. He boasted of his descent from Neptune, the great god of the seas, and dared her to race him. And here is where the story turns tender, because Atalanta hesitated. Silently, she viewed him with softer eyes. A strange doubt stirred in her breast. Would it be happier now to lose than to win? Why should this blooming boy die? Fly, she thought, fly from a too barbarous fair. She told herself it was pity, not love. But her heart betrayed her. Why beats and pants my breast for him alone? She wondered. The poet captures her perfectly. With love she burns, yet knows not that it is love. Hippomenes, meanwhile, knew he could not win on speed alone. So he prayed to Venus, the goddess who had kindled his passion. And Venus answered. From the Tamasinian field, sacred to her shrine, she had plucked 3 golden apples from a tree whose very leaves and branches were gold. She gave them to the youth alone and taught him when and how to use them. The signal sounded. Both runners swept across the sand, so swift they might have skimmed the seas or raced over harvests of unbending corn. The crowd roared for Hippomenes. And Atalanta? She checked her own swiftness. She sighed and lingered on his face. But the race was the race. As his breath failed and his mouth parched, Hippomenes threw the first golden apple. Struck by the shining fruit, Atalanta stopped, stooped to catch the rolling gold, and he shot past. She recovered, swift as lightning. He threw the second. Again she caught up. Then, with the goal near, he prayed once more to Venus and hurled the last apple across the plain, not straight ahead, but aside. Venus herself lured the virgin's mind to seize the bait, gave the gold double weight, lessened her speed, increased her load. the youth won the goal. And so, in truth, the virgin won too. But this is not where the story ends. Hippomenes never gave thanks. No incense, no gratitude for Venus and her precious gift. Enraged, the goddess vowed vengeance. When the weary lovers stopped to rest near the silent sanctuary of Cybele, great mother of the gods, Venus inflamed the youth with lust. He polluted the sacred cave with wanton fires. The statues trembled, the goddess veiled her eyes, and the punishment came. Their findings bent into crooked paws, yellow manes covered their necks, their sweet voices turned to hoarse roars. The lovers became lions, tamed by Cybele, curbed with reins, humbly drawing her chariot across the plains. So what remains of this tale? A warning, perhaps, that the gods reward the bold but punish the ungrateful. Atalanta ran from love and was caught by it. Hippomenes won everything and lost it through neglect. Speed, beauty, courage, even divine favor. None of it in the end could outrun fate.